Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sid Hudson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Paulette. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Paulette. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive towards short. Hunter catches it and throws to first to double up Stevens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kokos for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krahoski for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon takes first base on ball 4. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a fly ball into right field. Wirt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lepon moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a dribbler towards first. Pellette interferes with Stevens, who is awarded first base. Lepon scores. Goodman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Pellette scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Pellette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellette strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Umflett is hit by the pitch. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudson hits a line drive towards third. Dyke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. White settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on White. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett bunts towards third. Dyke picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Dyke. Stevens goes all the way around to score. Gurnett moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young misplays the ball. That's an error on Young. Gurnett scores. Baker moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dyke. Baker scores. White moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Umflett moves to second. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lepon takes first base on ball 4. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudson hits a line drive towards short. Hunter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudson covering, for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens strikes out. 1 out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dyke. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Littlefield moves to second. 1 out. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0-for-2 in the game. Cocos hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Umflett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. 2 outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lepon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. 1 out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dyke hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hudson hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevens moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. George Kell pinch hits for Floyd Baker. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Kell now playing third base. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sievers moves to second. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 3 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kokos for the out. Sievers moves to third. Young moves to second. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Bill Henry now pitching. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Dick Krahoski. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Roy Sievers now playing first base. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Umflett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Umflett reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 4 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards throws the ball into Young, who tags Pearsall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Umflett scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields the ball and throws to Henry covering. Safe. Bob Kane pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Dyke hits a line drive into center field. Umflett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Umflett. Kane moves to third. Dyke moves to second. Ben Flowers now pitching. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunter is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pearsall now playing left field. Gene Stevens now playing right field. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Jim Pearsall now playing right field. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.